When these ingredients are present, innocuous situations can turn stressful, sometimes out of proportion to their actual stimulus. Every day, life is full of such situations, and as they build up, we internalize the memory of them, reinforcing our conditioned responses. Researchers have shown that even if there is no outside stress event, just the mere perception of unpredictability, lack of control, and lack of outlets for frustration will create stress. For millions of people, life is so frustrating that their only hope of reducing stress is eating or drinking, while whole societies try to escape their miseries by attacking other countries. In the laboratory, animals that are less evolved than rats, frogs for example, will not respond to intangible stressors. The key factor is memory. If an animal has only a primitive memory, it won't recognize the difference between one situation and the next. This has enormous implications for aging, because all of us carry around a world inside ourselves, the world of our pasts. We generate our own stresses by referring to this world and the traumas imprinted in it. There would be no stress without the memory of stress, for our memories dictate what frightens us or what makes us angry. Thus, stress becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Our reactions fit our expectations. Every event cannot help but get imprinted with an interpretation, which gives memory a treacherous power. Because the stress reaction can be triggered in a split second, and without warning, trying to control the molecules themselves is not possible. However, there's one mind-body technique that goes directly to the root of the stress response by releasing the stored-up stresses whose memory triggers new stress. And that technique is meditation. Meditation held little appeal for Western medicine until a young UCLA physiologist named Robert Keith Wallace proved that besides its spiritual implications, meditation had profound effects upon the body, deep relaxation, and significant changes in breathing, heartbeat, and blood pressure. Beginning in 1978, Wallace pursued the effects of meditation into human aging. He was able to show that three markers for biological aging, blood pressure, vision, and hearing threshold, dramatically improved with long-term practice of TM, which is transcendental meditation. Across-the-board reductions have been seen in 13 major health categories, including more than 80% less heart disease and more than 50% less cancer than the controls. A particular steroid, DHEA, which is also called dehydroepiandrosterone, declines in a straight line with age. The decrease is not the cause of aging, but mirrors stress as it continues to build up over a lifetime. It is a marker for a body's exposure to stress. A colleague of mine, Dr. Jay Glazer, and I took 328 experienced meditators and compared their DHEA levels to 1,462 non-meditators. In all the groups, the levels of DHEA were higher among the meditators. Since higher DHEA appears in younger people, we took this as proof that biological aging was decreased as a result of practicing TM. Interestingly, the biggest differences showed up in the older subjects. The meditating men over the age of 45 had 23% more DHEA, the women 47% more. This impressive result was independent of factors such as diet, exercise, alcohol consumption, and weight. Overall, Dr. Glazer and I estimate that the meditators' DHEA levels were equivalent to people 5 to 10 years younger. Whether or not DHEA turns out to be as significant as it now appears, this connection between anti-aging and meditation is very important. But the implications go even deeper. Meditation is a spiritual practice, yet Westerners wrongly assume that this makes meditation non-physical, something you do in your head. Unfortunately, our culture has made the mistake of deciding that the human body is a machine, an inert lump of matter that works without any intelligence of its own. This kind of prejudice against the body runs contrary to the way that nature fashioned us. Nature balanced mind, body, and spirit as co-creators of our personal reality.